WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and today we're diving into something super important. Sleep. Yeah, I know, sounds a little boring, right? But trust me on this one. Getting enough shut-eye is seriously the foundation for emotional regulation. Ever feel like you're walking around on eggshells, constantly snapping at people, or just feeling totally overwhelmed? It could be a sign your sleep game needs a serious upgrade. Think of it like this. Sleep is like hitting the reset button on your brain and body. When you're well rested, you can handle stress way better, make clearer decisions, and even have more positive interactions with others. So let's break down why sleep is so crucial for keeping those emotions in check. Firstly, think about it this way. When you're sleep deprived, your brain is running on fumes. It's like trying to power a supercomputer with a dying battery. Things just don't run smoothly. During sleep, our brains process emotions, memories, and experiences from the day. When we're short-changed on shut-eye, those emotional pathways get clogged up, leading to irritability, anxiety, and even depression. Secondly, lack of sleep messes with your hormones, big time. You've got cortisol, the stress hormone, skyrocketing when you don't get enough sleep. This can make you feel constantly on edge, like you're about to jump out of your skin at any moment. Then there's serotonin and dopamine, those happy chemicals that keep us feeling motivated and content. Sleep deprivation wreaks havoc on these guys too, leaving you feeling sluggish, down, and lacking that zest for life. Thirdly, sleep plays a vital role in self-control. Think of it like this. When you're well rested, your willpower is strong. You can resist those tempting treats, stay focused on your goals, and handle difficult situations with grace. But when you're running on empty, that willpower evaporates faster than ice cream on a summer day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, this all sounds pretty heavy. What can I actually do about it? Well, I'm glad you asked, because there are some seriously powerful things you can implement right away. Firstly, establish a consistent sleep schedule. Aim for the same bedtime and wake-up time, even on weekends, to regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle. Think of it like training your internal clock. Consistency is key. Secondly, create a relaxing bedtime routine. Wind down an hour or two before bed by dimming the lights, taking a warm bath, reading a good book, or listening to calming music. Avoid screen time before bed because the blue light emitted from those devices can interfere with your sleep cycle. Thirdly, make sure your bedroom is a sleep sanctuary. Keep it dark, quiet, and cool. Think cozy cave vibes. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs if needed, and a comfy mattress. And finally, be mindful of what you consume before bed. Avoid caffeine and alcohol several hours before bedtime, as they can disrupt sleep patterns. Instead, opt for a relaxing herbal tea or warm milk. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly stressed out at work. She's always on edge, snapping at her coworkers and feeling overwhelmed. Sounds familiar? Well, Sarah also happens to be pulling all-nighters because she's trying to juggle work and her personal life. Sound like a recipe for disaster? You bet. Her lack of sleep is amplifying her stress levels, making it even harder to cope. Now imagine Sarah decides to prioritize her sleep. She starts going to bed earlier, creating a calming bedtime routine, and making sure her bedroom is a sleep haven. Within a few weeks, she notices a huge difference. She's calmer, more focused, and able to handle stress with grace. See? Getting enough sleep is like hitting the reset button on your emotional well-being. So remember, prioritizing sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's about unlocking your emotional potential and becoming the best version of yourself. Aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep each night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and make sure your bedroom is a sleep sanctuary. Your emotions and your overall well-being will thank you. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever noticed a difference in your mood when you get enough sleep? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Declutter for more tips on simplifying your life and maximizing your happiness. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.